Always good to chat with Rick Limpert. We do it each and every week. You can follow Rick on Twitter, Rick Roswell, the handle, ricklimpert.info, wirelesswednesday.live. Is there a corner of the internet where Rick is not? I don't think so. It's Mother's Day, and we're going to get to Mom in just a minute. But first, Rick, you are up in the great state of North Carolina, a state which a lot of people associate with racing, and you're kind of smack dab in the middle of it this weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, believe it or not, there is a county there north of Charlotte in North Carolina that are fans of Rick and Sully segment each week, and they have racing of various types is one of the main industries in this county. So I got a tour around, and we're going to talk about that today.
Well, NASCAR All-Star Race Weekend is coming up. We're fast approaching it. And there's a lot happening that leads up to this, and of course, a very vibrant part of the economy up there. What's going to be happening up there next weekend?
Yeah, in various ways. So NASCAR All-Star Race Weekend coming up. I got the tour of Charlotte Motor Speedway where it's going to be held. So this is, of course, one of the nicest speedways in the country. I got to go around the track in it and just kind of see. This track, not that old as far as tracks go, but it's undergone a couple evolutions and changes over the years. But always fun to go around an oval NASCAR track like this, Sully. And these tours are available to people on a daily basis up there. So if you're in the Charlotte area, you can go take the tour and get out on the track.
NASCAR is something that people are passionate about in this part of the country and beyond. And one of the big names in racing, of course, in the sport of NASCAR is Rick Hendrick. And there are lots of shops up there run by these racing teams. Hendrick just one of them, but really one of the premier ones in the sport.
Yeah, part of the industry up there are the racing teams have their, they call them they're racing garages or so, but they're more than that. They're almost like campuses. They're huge. So Hendrick Motorsports has a huge campus up there. They have a museum. They have other buildings. You can go, of course, tour the museum. So Hendrick Racing has Chase Elliott, Jimmy Johnson, or two of their top drivers, William Byron as well. And of course, there's a gift shop that you stop by on your way out where you can pick up your favorite NASCAR driver. Products and cool seeing all the cars, seeing all the kind of the history of racing at these various race shops.
Gift shop everywhere. Got to have that retail at the end of the tour, regardless of what it is. Get that last little couple of bucks out of folks. But to anybody who is a fan of the sport of NASCAR, it's really well worth a visit to get to one of these. And especially if you're a Jeff Gordon fan, I noticed that you put up some of the pictures of the cars that are on display there. Anybody who loves that old number 24 is going to enjoy a visit to that one.
Yeah, beautiful cars. They also have, if you're a fan of Days of Thunder, they have Cole Trickles a car from the movie in there as well too, so fun to see that stuff, and just kind of fun to see even some of the wrecked cars in there, so you can see how these cars were damaged out on the track and a miracle how some of these drivers survived these crashes. So always a great learning experience.
Well, I know that some of the makes and models of cars will divide people, but hopefully people can appreciate this. The Mustang Owners Museum is open now, and man, it's been a long and storied history for this franchise within the Ford brand. What was that like in Concord, North Carolina?
Yeah, this just opened earlier this month here in May. So the Mustang Owners Museum. Housing a bunch of Mustangs and exhibits. You're right about the Mustang. I mean, it was a big deal 5 years ago, Sully, when the Mustang turned 50. Now 55, the museum in Concord, 40,000 square feet of Mustangs. So if you're into Mustangs, and there are a lot of people that are into Mustangs, especially here in the South, this is a very interesting museum, Mustangs through time, and to kind of to see where we are right now. And I think as long as cars are being made, Sully, there's always going to be a Mustang coming out on that Ford production line.
Oh, definitely. And there's going to be people talking about it, and there's going to be people buying parts and accessories and getting custom paint jobs and the like. It really is an amazing thing to behold. How about this dragway, four-wide drag racing at the Z-Max Dragway? Rick, I'm curious if you were able to get out there and do some of this.
No, they had the NHRA drag racing was in town when I was there. My ears are finally just recovering after a couple weeks from this, even though I had earplugs in. But this is a Z-Max Dragway right across from the Motor Speedway. This is one of only two drag strips in the country where they have the four-wide drag racing. They're capable to do that. And it's just really amazing as far as the sound, the noise, the vibrations that you feel as these cars go down, you know, a quarter of a mile going 300 miles an hour. It's amazing. And no, I'm not planning on getting in a nitro dragster anytime soon. Sally, I like doing these segments too much with you.
Yeah, I've always felt a little weird about that, and maybe even that it would be a little dangerous to sit in the stands and watch some of this, perhaps, because I've seen some YouTube videos of cars spinning out of control. I don't think I want anything to do with that.
Yeah, it's pretty safe. The drivers are in there. There hasn't been really any serious injuries in a while. Not saying it can't happen. Anytime these guys get in these cars and head down that dragster, they're taking their life into their hands. They had great crowds out there, 25,000, 30,000 or more people for drag racing. I think that's healthy for that sport, and it was fun to watch.
All right, in Cabarrus County, North Carolina, the Lionel Retail Store. Lionel, the manufacturer of the iconic model trains and die-cast race cars, recently opened this flagship location there in Concord Mills. I think it's safe to say that everybody turns into a little bit of a little kid when they get inside of this store, don't they?
Yeah, is there more? But, you know, right up there, I think, with Harley-Davidson and Coca-Cola, is there more an American company than Lionel when you think of companies here in the States, 118 years old. So they've moved now to Concord Mills, which is a huge shopping retail center there in Cabarrus County, Concord Mills, and now they have their own flagship store. And it's really interesting that the crowd of people going in and out of that store, so it spans just about every demographic you could imagine. That shows that people have a, like you said, a soft spot in their heart for model trains and trains that made this country great, and just a really unique and fun store. You go into the store and you instantly become a kid. You're right, and it was fun to see this, and hopefully there's more of these Lionel stores that pop up around the country, because I think that model trains are a great hobby for just about anybody.
WirelessWednesday.live is where you can catch up with all the things Rick is working on during the week. And, of course, on Twitter, Rick Roswell. As we talk, it is Mother's Day Eve. We're getting ready for Mother's Day, and always a big celebration. The NASCAR drivers are always off on Mother's Day. Mother's Day and Easter are the 2 days every year that there are no races. But important to honor Mom really every day of the year. Cliche to say, but so true, especially as we get later in life, Rick.
Yeah, NASCAR is off usually for Mother's Day, and they recognize the fact that it's a day to honor Mom, and Sally, happy Mother's Day to your mom, your whole family. Hope you give her a call, or hope you see her soon, and I'll be with my mom, and we'll hopefully all have a good time.
Absolutely, and the same sentiment back to you, Rick, as well, as it relates to your mom and your family. And I always think, Rick, too, not to take it down a painful path here, but there are a lot of people out there who would love to be able to spend Mother's Day with their mom, or to be able to call them, but they can't do that. So I like to keep those people top of mind, and even maybe reach out to one or two of them over the weekend. Those who are struggling, who maybe lost their mom recently, reach out to those people and let them know that it's going to be okay. It's a hard thing to go through, I'm sure. You and I have not had that experience yet, but I can't help but think about those people on a weekend like this.
Most definitely, and as I travel around the country and go to various events, it's always great to see little kids there with their mom and dad, them taking them to sporting events or just any events and spending time with them. That's really what's made this country great, and really is healthy for the whole family.
Absolutely. Well, always good to catch up, Rick. We'll look forward to the next conversation, and in the meantime, have a good Mother's Day weekend.
You too, Sal. Talk to you soon.